And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to a very busy San Diego landing, believe it or not. Lots of boats coming in today. In Point Loma, we have a great guest for you today from the Tomahawk at Fisherman's Landing. Captain Dave Ibrahim is here, and we're going to be talking some serious tuna and other things here. Stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The essential tool in your fishing arsenal is fishdope.com. It's such a bargain when you can get the current dope on what's biting and where. Prices have not gone up in many years, but now it's time. Starting January 1st, the full year membership goes up to $199. Still a super bargain for all you get. But if you renew your membership before the end of the year, no matter how much is left on your current membership, you can get the current price, saving you $30. If you're new to Fish Dope, use the code HOOKUP now and save $30. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. So take advantage of this special offer, add another year to your membership, and save $30 through December. Or new members, just use the code HOOKUP now and save. Check it out. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, what a great day today is going to be. I love this time of year because guys like Dave that are on the boat 24-7 catching big ones, we actually get a chance to BS with them while they're while they're strapped to the dock making the boat ready for next year.
Yeah, getting ready for 2024 here, our last show of 2023. How about that, huh?
Crazy, man.
New Year's Eve, huh?
That is it. Thank you
for coming by.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Great to have you. And, boy, you have been working hard on the Tomahawk, huh?
Yeah, full speed.
What's
full
going on speed. Under that tarp?
Redoing the whole roof, house, took everything off the house and the roof, and re-fiberglass and everything, sealing everything up. And as I was telling Rick, it's these boats just get stress cracks over the years, and
sure,
getting it right, making sure water can't intrude. It's just another part of the many moving parts of maintenance and like you said, getting the boat ready. So that's kind of where we're at, just the steps of fiberglass and Bondo and paint, primer, you name
fun.
It.
You want to talk about a guy that doesn't slow down, and I think such a good move, especially with fishing as good as it is right now and the water quality as good as it is right now. Like, Dave, like, stopped catching fish on a Saturday, and the scaffolding and cover was up on a Monday, and they started boat work just because when do you decide to do it? You know what I mean? Like, our seasons have started earlier and earlier and earlier that you got to get the boat right to run again the next time. And, I mean, there you want to talk about no downtime. I mean, they literally fished a weekend, caught them good, tied it up and started maintenance, you know, and have been, you know, I get to be in the tackle store and look down and see the same. The guys have been grinding every day, working away. It's a sight to see.
That's hard work.
It is.
Yeah.
Fully suited up, Tyvek suits and respirators. But, you know, you look at it glass half full and what the boat's going to be after the fact.
Exactly.
I'm pretty stoked for it.
Oh, it's going to be so cool. And you did so much work on it last offseason,
exactly,
too, right?
Exactly.
A lot of underneath the...
In the engine room and stuff,
you changed all kinds of stuff and upgraded everything and stuff. That boat's going to be like brand new when you pull that cover off.
It's going to be spiffy.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's the thought? Are you going to be running maybe February, March, something like that?
Yeah, I'd like to definitely probably February, I'd say. And it's just for the sake of not rushing what we have going.
Yeah. Right.
Because weather's a factor and, you know, it being too cold for stuff to kick off. And I feel like February would be a good target, at least to get the boat running, whether it's a crew trip or putting together something on a Friday night trip, day and a half, and, you know, freezer special, something like that.
Yeah,
you know, maybe a chance of yellowtail like that. So
maybe a chance of bluefin.
That's it.
I mean,
exactly.
You walk down to Fisherman's Landing right now, and you see a lot of bluefin being unloaded from those three- and five-day trips,
that was
right?
Cool. I had definitely did my lap this morning and saw some big bluefin in a couple of those piles. So
is it really December 31st?
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, you just wouldn't believe if you looked at the dot, other than the fact that you're chilly if you're wearing your shorts and t-shirt when you walk by, like, you would assume that was a summertime day. I mean, there's cones and piles of big bluefin everywhere.
Yeah. that's a sight to see.
Yeah.
Definitely makes you wonder, you know, more. What's more to it?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. What a season you had aboard the Tomahawk. And was that your first full season on the boat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, first full season.
Pretty good timing there, Dave.
It's pretty good.
Not a bad time to buy a boat.
Yeah. So tell us about it. What were some of the highlights?
There were some pretty epic trips. And, I mean, like a couple of wise guys told me in this industry that I respect, it's fishing's the easy part. So, you know, all the other moving parts and just trying to put everything together and having some solid guys, I feel like it's definitely satisfying getting the feedback of you know, trying to be good and making good things happen. I mean, hearing some of the feedback was probably some of the higher notes of, all right, people are seeing what we're trying to do. We're trying to make good things happen, and definitely feel like I have the support to do so.
We heard a lot at the landing, you know, I mean, just overall, people, obviously, it helps because you've got such a good platform. I mean, the boat is really big and really spacious and really comfortable. But what we heard the most of was, which is also not a surprise, like, Dave's got a very serious, you know, pedigree of long-range background of working on, you know, a lot of the top boats from, you know, the top guys. But that's what we heard so much of was like, oh, it was just like taking a day and a half out of the middle of an 8-day trip on a long range boat, just in terms of fish handling and crew confidence and things like that. You know, everybody compared it so much to that long range style of fishing, just in how the fish were handled, the coaching that guys received by catching big fish, things like that. You know, it was very reminiscent of you know, the high lining long range boats.
Yeah, we had a lot of callers and texters through the show here. People that went, our listeners that went on the boat were just raving about the quality of the service. So give us, those of our listeners that don't know, what is your background in this world of fishing?
It dates back far. I mean, the gray hairs are showing now. So it goes back. I started in Marina Del Rey. That's where my grandma would take me, drop me off on the half-day boat, and did that for a little bit and moved down to San Diego and went on the 8-day with Brian Kiyohara, an American angler, and he called Bugger. I was able to pinhead a few trips there. Back when he had the Mission Bell.
Oh.
And, you know, that pretty much got my feet wet down here in San Diego. And then I switched to, you know, doing the overnight albacore boats out of Seaforth for, I want to say it was 7 seasons. Some on the Pacific Star and just, you know, pretty much whichever boat would have me. And then went with JJ on the Apollo the last couple of years. He owned it. Was able to do those Guadalupe trips when it was, you know, only the Apollo able to go there. So definitely got to see that side of things and went to kind of just filling in and trying to find my, you know, forever home per se. So, you know, Red Rooster, Independence, World Star, and ended up finding myself on the American Angler for a good tidbit of the long range stint that I did. And, you know, working on that boat, it really taught me a lot. I mean, it's one of those things of leadership and operation, and you pretty much learn the do's, the don'ts, and it just prepares you for this, you know, the next step of ownership. And, you know, that's the good thing is having some of these older gentlemen that have been doing this forever and having their support. I mean, that's what makes all this more easier for me, because if I have a question, hey, why, you know, how do I do this? What's the best way to do this? You have those contacts, and it's just, I think it's been a blessing how things set up how the Tomahawk presented itself. And, you know, Frank was there to help me out on things, and Tim as well. And Doug was definitely a big part of this too, and definitely thankful about it.
You know, wow.
It's crazy how everything happens. I mean, initially going through those years and working on different boats, you don't think that, hey, you're learning here, take the good, to, you know, learn what not to do, things like that, and then here you are with this perfect canvas of, you know, what to do.
It's quite a boat.
It is.
So while you have that respirator on and the Tyvek suit, there's no regrets.
No regrets.
That's a good thing.
We get some good classic vinyl music going under there.
Perfect. Yeah, that's good. So pretty much it's cosmetic this year. Last year was machinery.
Exactly. And yeah. I mean, the logic is just making sure this house is sealed, so when we do everything inside the galley, we don't have, you know, water dripping in or what have you, because I mean, water finds its way. Oh, so sealing everything up proper, well, I mean, it just depends on time this year, and that'll tell us what else we can do. But I feel like this project's going to take us probably to where, all right, we got to start getting ready to run.
Yeah,
just for doing it correct. That's all. Yeah. If we're doing it, I want to do it right. No shortcuts.
The end of this ceiling their season sure has the feeling that it's going to be an early start to it. With as much fish as around, with as warm as the water is, with as good as the guys just did on these last round of trips, it sure has that feel. I mean, obviously, no one knows anything. We could get the gnarliest winter storms, and it could be a late start. Who knows? But it sure has the feel like it could be an early one. And
yeah,
we've seen great fishing for our sport boat fleet as early as March, and you know, and so I just think it's such a wise call, like Dave's doing, just get it done now, and then if you fill in the in-between times with, you know, rock cod and yellowtail, well, great, but who knows, man, that bluefin might be around the corner.
Yeah. When did you start your season in 2023?
We did do some trips in March. Uh-huh. March, April, just a couple. Catching some tuna?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Just, you know, I want to say it was just a couple weekends here and there. And then I want to say end of April, we started getting a little more during the week stuff.
Yeah.
But again, like Rick said, just being ready. Because, I mean, yeah, we know what we got to do, what's in front of us. But I'd imagine something else is going to get, you know, show up there. Of, all right, we got to pay attention to this. Let's fix this since we're doing this. So leaving time for that, I think that's huge.
If you had to pick out a segment of 20, since everybody reminisces about the end of the year, end, right? If you had to pick out a segment in your season of 2023, what segment would that be? What time of the year was it that you was like, oh my gosh, what incredible fishing we had?
Oh God, there was periods it was good, and it was enough of the good that, God, that's...
There's so much.
That's
right?
Tough call. It's tough because the season went through so many cool things. You know, we went through those long stretches of really good sinker rig fishing for those like 50 to 90 pounders.
That was like May, June, was it?
It was early.
It was on the early.
There was rounds of really good kite fishing, and it's exciting to see those big ones. You know, 100 pounders and 200 pounders. Obviously, all the crazy nighttime knife jig bites. I mean, there was like a lot of like peaks that happened that were different and all cool. Like, how do you say, you know, good sardine fishing for 70 pounders is less cool than catching 200 pounders on a kite or catching a bunch of 100 pounders on a knife jig? Like, how do you pick the cool out of that?
Yeah.
I want to. But let's make Dave do it.
So, what was your favorite?
That's a toughie.
Yeah.
Like Rick said, it was just
so much good stuff.
Because you're just, everything's just in front of you here with, you know, it being my first year, and it's, God, there were so many good notes. But then, you know, it'd be good for a period, and then you'd have the down day, but then the next trip it would step up. But I feel like July, end of June, July, we had some pretty epic ones to remember.
Yeah.
For sure.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Big fish, just a lot of fish.
Just that comfortable grade, not too big, not too small.
I 70, like
60, 70 pounders.
I like that.
Yeah, I like the 60s.
Yeah.
It's satisfying on every angle.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, it's a big fish that you're hanging on to.
Yeah.
But it's not so big that it kills you. You can move them around.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And
yep.
What was the big fish on the Tomahawk for 2023? Do you remember?
It was a 276.
Oh, my God.
Is that on the kite?
On the kite, yeah.
On the kite?
Actually, we caught a 260 on sinker rig and a 276 on the kite.
Oh, my.
Good God.
Wow.
Yeah, those are pretty nice
fish.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think? I mean, are we going to have a repeat of this, of 2023 and 2024?
God, I mean, it's sure making me think it is. Just what the water temp is.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if everything holds right, we don't get any curveballs, I feel like.
Sure.
I don't see why not.
Yeah.
Why it wouldn't be, considerably decent.
Yeah, so your schedule is going to be kind of the same, day and a half primarily.
Yeah,
out of Fisherman's Landing.
I feel like if it is on a similar note, those 2 days. I mean, those were huge. Of just leaving, 11 a.m., being able to travel to where we want to fish and having that all night, at least being in the zone right at dark, at least to paint the picture, get the lay of the land. I feel like we'll try to focus on doing more of those.
2 days.
2 days, exactly. The reverse, I guess you'd say, what, the extended day and a half is how it depends how
day
you want to call them.
Day and three quarters or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
The
exactly.
main difference is just that earlier departure.
Yep, that early departure.
So if there's night fishing to be had, you can get to the zone.
You can get there. Because, I mean, it's never fun when you leave it in the evening, if it is this nighttime setup, and you get there when, say 2 in the morning and this hair, you can kind of chasing your tail a little bit. But granted, there is a time and a place for day and a half because there is
of
day
course.
And a half we leave and we get there and it was game on. So it's always tough to judge this this far out. But I know we will have the schedule up here probably next couple weeks. I know I was sitting down just discussing different scenarios and timing, looking at the fish log book and trying to just have that pristine schedule. Because, I mean, this last year I felt like just by chance, the timing, it's always timing.
Yeah.
It's at least being out there when we have the right guys, our code boats that are, all working together, and it's trying to get that correct schedule. So I'm definitely taking my time and trying to do the schedule correct.
Because
I feel like last year I was a little rushed, but wanting to get something up. So I just want to do it right this year because that matters.
Yeah.
That extra time, nice, because, one, if you have to run the distance, you can. But even if it's close, which a lot of fishing was not that far, but you need to get a lay of the land when you get there. Like you were saying, if you get there at 2 a.m., well, there might be enough hours of darkness to catch something. But you have to like, land on the X.
Yeah,
and hope to catch it. I mean, if you're getting to scout around with some daytime and just at least, there's the bait pushed, pushed a quarter mile farther to the north, and you just get time to find it.
You do get a sundowner. I mean, it's the canvas is blank. You get out there with time. Time is huge.
Time on the water.
Time on the water.
You spent a ton of nights catching bluefin last year. Was there a time that it seemed to bite better? Was it totally random? I mean, did you catch them right after dark? Was it always at 2 o'clock in the morning? Was there any sort of consistency to it, or is it just when you ran across the right school?
Yeah, I mean, it's different parts of the season. I feel like in the beginning it was kind of that lull when it just transitioned from light to dark. I feel like it was a little downtime, and I feel like once dark was few hours in, so call it 9 to 1 in the morning, 9 p.m. to 1 in the morning, I felt like that was a good bracket right there.
Yeah.
And, anything after that, you were trying to squeeze in a nap, let your second caffeine get some wheel time and sonar and around. But I feel like that bracket, that 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. was a good,
that was
good little bracket. Yeah.
What about charters on the Tomahawk? Are you taking charters?
Yeah, and it's kind of helping with the sake of basically whoever wants to charter the boat. Dates are open, so it kind of works that we get those dates ahead of time, and then I can make the open party schedule around it.
You actually have some weekend charter dates available?
We do. I want to say we only have it was 11 charters on the books for next season, so that still leaves a bunch of dates open, and it's kind of helping with me even sitting down, like I said, making the schedule. And we have those charter dates, and we make the open party schedule around it. So, if chartering the boat is the way guys want to go, definitely get some guys together and get on the books because dates are open.
Your boat's unique, too, in that, there's a a lot of people that run charters, you know, on boats that can accommodate, you know, the normal charter groups, as you have a big boat and a big comfortable boat, and your boat holds a
big
lot
bunks.
Of people. That's what I'm saying. That's like what I'm getting at is if you have a group that's a little bit larger, it's so much more, you know, accommodating on a boat that has more bunk space and can take more people.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's the ideal size?
I think what I'm trying to say is like the 15 passenger charter can happen on any boat.
Yeah.
But if you're starting to, you know, if your group's starting to exceed that and you've got 25 guys or you got 30 guys or whatever, then all of a sudden the pool of comfortable boats starts to dwindle quite a bit. And the Tomahawk, man, no problem. It's giant.
Big boat.
Yeah. I feel like 24 is just a happy number because it's not an arm and a leg to, you know, it's like 15 guys. I love 15 guys. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I love that, 15, 18 guys. But I feel like if it's, you know, a handful of guys that just want to get out with their buddies and can gather 22, 24 people, it's perfect. Because we could sleep 31. You know, I know on some day and a half we did 29, 30, but we could do 31 max passengers. But, again, comfortability. And
24 is your happy.
24 is
or less.
Happy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Cool.
Exactly.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about with Captain Dave here.
No doubt. And one of the best fishermen of our fleet. So full of info. Great knowledge. Today's going to be a great day. And if you want to join us, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is the number on the phone. Or you can text the show. We've already got a bunch of great texts coming through. And again, if you want to send a text question in the day, the only way to do that is through our Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have it already, make sure you go get it. It's a great way to listen to the show. You can catch all the archived shows. Been some great ones here the last few weeks. And it's the only option to texting in to talk to Captain Dave and get your questions answered. Not only are you going to get all that great information by talking to the man himself, we are also giving away such a killer prize. And man, huge thanks to the generosity of Dave. Someone's going to get to go fishing on board the Tomahawk on a day and a half trip coming up in 2024. Any open party availability trip, you're going to get to go fishing. What an awesome prize that is. And, man, thanks so much. It's going to be eligible to both the callers and the texters. And at the end of the show, Dave's going to flip a coin, and that's going to designate whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter side. And, man, just again, if you want to get through an awesome opportunity, going to be a busy morning with a guy like Dave in here, 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading those texts, lots of great info coming your way. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be Agent H Marine at their new location near where the 5 and 805 freeway meets. North County, Central, or South, the new Agent H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruise, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard sales and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory authorized Yamaha and Mercury service center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water Basic, both sales and expert installation, as well as Tackicat inflatables. The perfect tender for your boat. For outboard sales and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Roselle Street in San Diego. Check HHMarineSD.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life. To achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide. Rule the water.
Gamakatsu has always been the name in fish hooks, but now they're making a name in fillet knives. Custom-designed Gamakatsu fillet knives feature G-grip handles for secure grip, built with 420 J2 stainless steel and a diamond-like carbon finish to retain the edge and resist rust. The Gamakatsu fillet knife comes in a variety of shapes and sizes and even comes with a durable sheath for protection. Gamakatsu also makes amazing everyday carry knives, too. Get Gamakatsu knives at your local tackle retailer or at gamakatsu.com.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Cookable. Well, that sure didn't take long. I mean, absolutely every single phone line we have is full. There's one shot if you want it. It's 213-432-1090.
All right. Hey, great text. A lot of texts coming
through
right
time.
Now. Great text from Norman San Diego. Norman San Diego says, congratulations, Captain Dave, on your success. From your experience as a sport fishing captain, tell us what are the most important lessons you've learned developing in a new crew into a successful customer service team? Really good question.
That is a good question, because man, I mean, you guys got the highlights of talking about how good the crew was.
Such an important part.
Totally,
that is very much so. I'd say one of the biggest things is initiative. I feel like it's hard enough just to find someone that wants to do this line of work, and you know, we don't set the world on fire with what we make. And I feel like the one thing that I look for in a crew member, like we had a couple college students come out and help us, and they were just gems, just genuine, kind, and the mannerism was there. And that's kind of the canvas that's nice to get, at least that wants to work on the boat, and you mold them the way you want, you know, and it's teaching them the right way. And not saying that I'm, you know, the best there is, but I mean, you learn from the correct guys in this industry. Like I said, you learn the do's, the don'ts, but I feel like the mannerism is huge and just willingness. I mean, it's amazing. You see the difference in crew of as soon as you walk on the boat, hey, you know, pleasure to meet you, you know, introduce yourself and be seen. And, you know, of course, having crew members that just aren't good with people. I mean, it's a tough angle. I'm definitely, you know, fishing's the easy part and trying to maintain the solid crew. It's tough, but God, that's a toughie.
Some people are fantastic fishermen, but not the best people person. Yeah,
exactly.
Are great people, but not the...
Yeah, that's exactly it.
But can't stay awake for a wheel watch. I mean, like, it takes a lot of things, I'm sure.
That foundation of just mannerism is the biggest for me. Because, I mean, initiative, of course, is up there, but you can teach them.
Yeah,
you know, them wanting to learn is the big one. I mean, we've had some of the best crew members come out here, and they weren't people person at first, but you know, having the crew meetings in the wheelhouse. Hey, what's going on? You know, is there anything I could help with? Do you need any advice? Ask questions, and you know, them willing to listen.
That's cool.
And you know, apply it. It's huge.
Well, you had a couple great mentors in Brian and Ray aboard the American Angler. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody better than Brian to teach you the ropes, right?
Oh yeah. So I talk to Brian all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, Tim Ekstrom's been huge, and I mean, and it's when you have the support. I mean, you're able to apply yourself better on things, and definitely have the support.
I can't imagine. I mean, I have all the respect in the world for everybody that did what you guys, you know, yourself and the crew did last year. What's the toughest part about it? I mean, is it the lack of sleep? Is it the days in a row that you're fishing? I mean, you've seen the good and the bad. Like,
I'd say the
hard part?
The sleep definitely starts to wear on them because, you know, up all day, up all night. So you definitely start to see them. And I feel like what I'm going to try to do better this next year is just getting guys' days off. Mm-hmm. That was the big thing. And it's just the scarcity of being able to find crew, it's hard. So I've already been recruiting for this upcoming season of guys that are just, hey, you know, when this time comes, would you like to give it a shot, you know, and tell them what I'll do. And, you know, this is what you could get out of it, and presenting something that's decent for them to at least, you know, pursue themselves in this industry, because I mean, you look at the wise guys and how they recruit young captains and put them in these wheelhouses and help them get in these wheelhouses, and they're looking out for the best interests of the industry. So I find myself kind of, you know, picking on pieces of that and trying to get crew like that because, you know, say 10 years from now, who's right. going to be, you know, maybe not replacing me because I'll still be at it. I already know I can't not do it. But at least guys are going to be able to be the next guy.
Right.
So I'm kind of,
it's refreshing.
Recruiting young guys and saying, hey, this is what you could get out of this. Yes. And you know, present it to them.
You're a perfect example of you work your ass off and you do it the right way and you treat people the right way. Like, you can end up with, you know, one of the baddest ass boats in the fleet.
Yeah, and the values, man. And it's not hard logic to approach this with. I mean, it's good things come. Good things come. Hard work. Good things come.
Well, you got the right people helping you out and getting you through the rough parts of it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
It'd be tough the next few years. Just, I mean, definitely could see the ownership side of just, you know, things are tough.
Challenging.
It's going to be tough the first few years, but
yeah, but look at the success you've already had. First year coming out of the box, man, you just like you killed it. You got such a great following. So
glass half full. That's the half the logic.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's jump into the phones.
Well, they're packed. Everybody decided to talk to you. Let's start it off this morning with John. He's calling us from Escondido. Good morning, John. Well, thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen, and great way to end the year and to kick off the new year. And Dave, you need to get the schedule out, man. I look for it all the time because I can't wait to book you get on your trip, right? But I would say that September, I went out on a 3-day. I was lucky enough to win the day and a half, so I was your back-to-back guy, right? And stayed on it for the day and a half. But you came in from being on a 3-day and had an epic trip. We kind of went back out to that same area. It wasn't happening. So you made a change. You know, we went out and, Friday night or Saturday night, right after dinner, we hear you, you know, get out, the stick like carpet, you know, and we fished at 1 o'clock in the morning on that one school. I mean, we had carcasses up and down, you know, everywhere, right? You know, you guys were just trying to keep up with us in gaffing fish and, was just, you know, phenomenal. You know, and then the next day, you know, we were catching big guys on the kite. 250, you know, I mean, just was awesome. Your cook and the food that he put out and the meal plan that you have if you go on a 3-day trip. And so I would pick the 3-day trip or the 3.5-day trip over the 2-day trip or the day and a half trip any day of the week just because you're getting that much more time on the water. But you stayed out and didn't have to, right? So we got back to the landing late. And the docks were loaded, so we were like the last in line. And, you know, some of the processors had left. Five Star stayed, you know, to take care of us because we had such big fish. And it was more than you guys could do on your own. So it took a lot of guys that didn't have reservations. Kind of the same thing on the day and a half. We ran into school late that wanted to bite. It was raining, you know. And we stayed, and again, instead of getting in at 6 o'clock, we got back in like at 8:30, you know, that next morning. But, you know, you didn't have anybody waiting to get on the boat, so you could stay out that little extra time, you know, for us to fish, you know, made it hard on you guys because you put in such long days, but us as fishermen, myself, I appreciate it. I was a little disappointed in some of the people on the boat because they didn't want to chip, you know. But you guys deserved it and everything like that. So thank you very much, John. And I can't wait for your schedule to come out.
Sounds like you're going to be riding the tomahawk again.
Thank you, John. I'll get that schedule up within the next couple weeks here. There's a couple more things I'm waiting for, just talking to a couple of the other sport boats, just so we're not all leaving on same days. That's kind of the coordinating side of it. But no, John, I remember. Thank you, John. I look forward to seeing you again, too.
Yeah, thanks. So speaking of fish handling on the boat, do you normally use a fish processor? process? Do you cut fish on the boat? How does that work?
We fillet on the boat, but we majority of the time people want their fish processed, which I totally understand.
Especially the quality you're getting.
Exactly. You get the vacuum sealed, and I mean, no matter how clean we could be on the fillet board, you know, there's still going to be some blood in the bag, things like that. You got to go get home and take it out of the bags. We send it home in and transfer it. So it's the process. So I get why people want to do the processors, but I mean, you know, of course they're willing to accept or can accept in the beginning of the season, but then, you know, come mid-season you start to see more and more boats just kind of all using the processor, so they just get overbooked up, and it's you know, it makes it tough. But I mean, that's the one option, we fillet on the boat.
If
you want to do it.
Yeah,
exactly.
For sure. Well, along that same line, Robin Seal Beach writes, I fished the Tomahawk last season. I was so impressed that they gutted and gilled every tuna that came on board. I know it's a lot of work, but are you going to continue that this coming season?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, the logic of the fish chills from the outside in and the inside out when you take the hot gut pack out. I mean, I wouldn't feel comfortable if I put a fish down there with the hot gut pack, especially these bluefin, because, I mean, they're thick fish, they're hot, and getting them chilled to that right temperature is huge.
That's what we heard over and over and over, the same things that Rob had just mentioned, that guys were blown away that, I mean, fish after fish after fish, even in a busy stop when you guys were on the ropes, that all of them got that treatment.
Yep, and it's I find myself still down there trying to gill and gut and, you know, which I'll continue to do, but it just gets the crew members a little more comfortable with the knife, too, because it's all a sequence. It's instead of slapping them on the fillet table and saying, here's a knife cut, it's all about getting them comfortable with the blade and them gilling, gutting it, and it's just steps. It's steps to at least being a good, you know, call it knifesman.
Yeah, and you learn that from all your years of experience on long-range boats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to say the first fillet experience, it was kind of a, you know, here's a bucket of sardines, you know, fillet these.
Whoa.
And then it was, you know, to the whitefish, then rock cod, and it's kind of just that sequence of, you know, stepping up there in fish species, and here you go, fillet these.
I'll tell you one thing, there's not much that makes me feel more inadequate than knowing how fast and how clean a Tomahawk person or a long-range guy can gill and gut one of those tunas, then doing it on my boat, we're just like, man, hacking away. Okay, nope, still not loose yet. Nope, that gill raker's still attached up here. Nope, okay, that's still, and you watch these guys, it's like, boom, 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 fish turned over, boom, 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 out, gone. Just like, how the hell did you do that fast?
Yeah, and it makes such a difference in chilling the meat, right?
It does. Yeah, it's just quality. Huge, man. I mean, and you feel good about the product that comes off the boat. I mean, we put all this work into it, finding the fish, catching the fish, landing them. It's like, we're going to continue it to the very end, till these fish are off the boat and at the top of the dock.
And I mean, let's be real, a nice bluefin gilled and gutted and bled and chilled in RSW, I mean, that's a valuable commodity. I mean, go see what high-end, you know, fresh tuna costs per pound. I mean, you've got some real value there at the end of that trip.
Yep.
Is there a particular size tuna that you're just, it's too much work to gill and gut all the 20-pounders, or is it a 30-pound, a 40-pound size and up? What's the gill and gut kind of criteria?
I'd say we gill and gut every single tuna.
Even if it's a 20-pounder.
Even if it's
good
a 20-pounder.
Good for you. Oh, that's quality.
I'm telling you, dude, we heard it all season
long. That's quality.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of boats that won't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so that's the extra mile.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It just pays off. And I mean, and again, it's they're doing the 20-pounders and they're getting better with the knife. It's all, you know, it's just the system. Once you have the system, we just ride it out. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to teach the crew.
Good for you.
That's right. Hey, well, we had a great text come through from John, Rancho San Diego. Great show, guys. Captain Dave, I love Tomahawk, and I'm really impressed with Tomahawk Sport Fishing website. I in particular love that you have a map of the bunk room. I'm getting ready to book trips for next year when you get the schedule ready, but I want to know, what's the best bunk to reserve? That's from John in Rancho San Diego.
Ooh. I'd say that's a toughie. Because, I mean, it's all the, I mean, the double wides are on the outside part of the hole. Inside row are all the, just the twins. So I'd say probably M. M or, yeah. M would probably be a good one. ZZ.
Yeah.
Let's see. Y. Probably the double letters are the double wides.
Oh, the double.
The double wides.
That's how you differentiate.
Exactly.
And if you haven't been on that boat when he says double wides, like,
they're like
huge. Shoot, it's like a freaking queen mattress. They're huge. Yeah.
And you don't put two people in the double.
No. Yeah, you spread eagle by yourself.
Yeah. I mean,
they're love huge. It. Like, throw your duffel bag and everything else in and try to touch the wall. Like, they're really, yeah. Yeah. The boat's big, man. It's really cool. I like it a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Any double letter is the double wides. Reason I say the M, it's just a, you know, adequate bunk. Just kind of that, like, all right, this is a nice bunk here. But, yeah, the double letters are the double wides.
But, again, a cool idea putting your bunk layout on the website so somebody, you know, at home that has a seat can jump online and see what the whole thing looks like.
When you reserve a trip, can you reserve a bunk?
Yes.
You can?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yep.
So is that all done online, or can you call? You have to call Fisherman's Landing to get the bunk?
I would confirm, do the call.
Get the call.
The call, yeah. Fisherman's Landing. And then Fisherman's Landing was a huge part, just, you know, for the sake of me being on the boat all the time, and then dealing with the charters and reservations, booking the bunk, and reserving the bunk. So, yeah, Fisherman's Landing would be the call.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right, cool.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio, and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Low, low, low gas prices, great service, and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. For your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat, you need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now, hear this. Get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And I tell you what, I love that new Talica A.
Dude.
The 12 and 16. I mean, how do you improve perfection?
They did it, right? They did, man.
Yeah,
it's a great reel. I mean, it's all the things that you loved about the previous generation of Talica, which, in my opinion, was the nicest two-speed reel ever made. Yeah. But it's a little bit lighter. It's a little bit skinnier. It fits in your hand better. It's the same line capacity as before, but it fits in your hand better. It's a little bit smaller frame.
Right.
The paint job's a little different. I love it. They nailed it.
Yeah. So they're available now, the Talica A12, Talica A16, mm-hmm. and then... Soon to come in 2024, we're told the 20 and 25A. I can't wait to see how much smaller and lighter that 20 is, because what a great Talica reel that is.
Yeah, I mean, like I said,
it already is the best.
Exactly. Yeah, they did a great job of. We're very excited. We love them.
So check them out, Talica A, at your local Shimano dealer.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Talstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Talstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Talstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking all kinds of great fishing. And as promised, it's time to find out what's biting. It is time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored by Norisk Lithium Batteries. They're here in Southern California, designed specifically for marine use. Norisk Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norisk Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and charging status by using an app on your phone. Norisk
Maersk also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make the investment in the best for your boat with Norisk Lithium. Check NoriskLithium.com, or you can go see the Trolling Motor Doctor or Anglers Marine for your Norisk Lithium batteries.
Yeah, they're the best.
No doubt.
Don't go check them out.
Hey, let's find out what's going on. We're heading up to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going down there?
Great, man. Last report, last show of 2023. What an awesome year it's been. And, yeah, some fun fishing. And, man, I'm just we're glad to hear you and see what's going on up at Dana Wharf.
Right on. You know that obviously the weather, excuse me, and that swell, you think it would have had some sort of an effect on the fishing, but we're surprised, too, of how good it's continued to be again this week here for us. You know, with that, you know, we've been fortunate to have this excellent rockfish action, plenty of fish. They're giving us a really good opportunity this week. Still very good on that rockfish, just mixed, you know, reds, grouper, specks, just good stuff going in the bags there for our guys. Whitefish and sculpin continue to kind of fill in around that rockfish. So that bodes well for what we're going to have here as our next opportunity, you know, coming tomorrow there. So that rockfish will be off the table, but we'll be targeting that sculpin and that whitefish as well. But we've had some nice big bonito kind of push into our zone here. Believe it or not, some very good quality fish, like 5 to 10 pound bonito. Ooh. I got a call from the boat this morning. That stuff's hitting right out of the gate, and they got it in a couple hundred feet of water right out front. So
that's
they got
awesome.
Like 40 or 50 of those fish on the boat already this morning. So good. I mean, it just never ceases to amaze us. Just, you know, kind of one thing kind of falls off the opportunity list, and something else kind of pops up in its place. So good action on that.
It's December. Tomorrow's January, and to be having good bonito fishing right outside the harbor, you wouldn't expect that to be the thing. That's so cool, Willie.
10 pounder. That's what I'm saying. 10 pound bonito. That pulls hard.
And you know that you take care of that fish. You ice it. You bleed it. It's phenomenal to eat. I don't care what anyone says about that stuff. You take care of it. It's fantastic to take home and eat. So that's a super good opportunity we have this week. We had a half day boat out yesterday, a charter boat that was on that, even in some of that wonky condition. They were catching that bonito yesterday too. So that's been good. And then the half day bass and sheephead was solid this week too. The midwater action on those live sardines. Those guys fishing like Carolina rig setups. We're catching plenty of calico bass on that. That water temp still 62 degrees. I don't know what it is this morning after that mix up, but, I don't know what the half-day boat's going to have to work with today with that swell and kind of this stuff pushing through, but we'll see. But that sheephead on the shrimp and the clam base as well for those guys. So come tomorrow, obviously we're going to shift gears with that sheephead off the table and the rockfish kind of, you know, off until April. So we're going to play it by ear. But, yeah, we're going to jump on this bonito and see how long we can ride this out. And just good. So if you guys want to hop on a trip with us, give us a call here at the landing. 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us on the web, too, at danawharf.com. And I totally spaced this. Our halibut derby starts on Friday, too. So we've got that lined up. So we're super stoked to see how that plays out for us this year as well. So we got a busy week ahead of us. We'll see how it goes for us.
Any issues with getting in and out of Dana Harbor this week?
No, not like the stuff down south there. Our harbor mouth faces a little bit different direction than those ones down there. So we were kind of, you know, there was a little bit of waves and whatnot kind of around the corner of the break wall, but certainly safe in and out passage for us.
And I would imagine Catalina blocks some of that northwest too, right?
Yeah, for sure. It totally does. But I think just the way our break wall kind of pushes down and out, you know, our entrance is more like kind of out of the south. East, you know, so we're kind of good coming in. So
yeah, you guys have that nice little jog that keeps everything nice and safe inside that harbor.
Yeah.
Well done,
for sure.
Cool. Right on, guys. Well, thanks for the time this morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to
thanks,
you,
Willie.
And we'll talk to you next year, which is next Sunday.
Sounds great, guys. Have a great week.
All right.
See ya.
Thanks,
Appreciate that very much. Hey, while we're waiting for Gundy, had a fun text come through, a quick one. Says, thanks for a great year of shows. I'm really looking forward to 2024. Hey, there's a Tomahawk Sport Fishing sticker on the side of my local burrito shop, and I love the logo. It's somebody riding a tuna like it's a horse. Is there any way to get those stickers, or I really would like to get a T-shirt? Do you guys sell them on the boat? Thanks for everything you do. Can't wait to go fishing. That's from Jimmy in San Marcos, and he says, Happy New Year.
Yeah, we do have some more of those stickers. And, yeah, we got shirts available. Shirts available on the boat, and then, yeah, definitely got to get some more made up, too.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So, what I mean, like, if somebody comes down to Fisherman's Landing while you're doing a little maintenance, can they come aboard the boat and say, hey, can I buy a T-shirt?
Yeah. They don't see the dust cloud under that tarp.
Yeah, come on down, huh?
Come on
or
down.
Or if the paint's not wet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's jump into the phones.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Sam, who's calling us from Irvine this morning. Hi, Sam. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Great show. I love that boat. It's really got clean lines on it, but I didn't get to fish it last year with Dave, so I'm looking forward to that this year. But we were talking about the fishing, you know, which is the best time of the year, and I'm thinking, you know, like March to July would be awesome for day-and-a-half trips. What kind of schedule are you going to put together? Is it going to be mostly 3 days, 2 days, and some day-and-a-halves, or is it the other way?
It's going to be day-and-a-half and two-day trips. I feel like I'll probably do a few more of the three-day, two-and-a-half-day, 3 days mid-season to end of the season. I feel like beginning we'll do day-and-a-half and two-day trips, which, I mean, I'll start the schedule here beginning of March. And, I mean, if the fish are there, then at least we have trips online ready to go. But, yeah, day-and-a-half and two-day trips to start.
All right. Very good. Hey, Sam, nice to hear from you. Happy New Year, and thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up for the first time all morning. 213-432-1090. You want to get a chance to win a day-and-a-half trip to go fishing with Dave aboard the Tomahawk. There's your shot. One lucky caller or texter is going to go fishing with Dave on a day-and-a-half. And Bart Hall chimed in here, and he said, if you take bonito right on the boat and produce some live sashimi on it, tastes like bluefin. That's why I always bring some soy sauce and wasabi paste with.
Can't go wrong.
It's true, though.
It is true.
If you've ever had well-iced and bled and well-taken care of bonito, it's the sashimi.
It is.
Delicious.
You could play it off, too. If someone asks what it is, you say bluefin. They
yes.
eat it.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what happened to me. Somebody said, here, oh, check it out, bluefin. Oh, I love bluefin. Man, that's really good.
Delicious.
It's bonito. Get out of here.
Ah, that's funny.
Yeah. You have to.
That's great. Yeah. Hey, I had another great text come through. Says, good morning, guys, and Happy New Year. Dave, do you have any plans of doing a traditional day-and-a-half calling it yellowtail rockfish trips when you get the 2024 schedule going? That's from Ron. I know you addressed that a little bit based on maintenance, but yeah, Ron wanted to go catch some cods with you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's the plan. I mean, initially we were hoping to get done by end of January, which it's still a chance. Just depends on the weather. If it's super cold, it's hard for this paint and stuff that we're doing to kick off correctly. But, yeah, as soon as the boat is done 100%, I'd like to put a few trips up to do that. At least get the boat running, get a few of you guys out with us, and yes, do some of those kind of Friday night departure, day-and-a-half trips. Definitely see that in the future. Plan on that, yes.
So when you say paint to kick off, you're using like a two-part linear polyurethane
paint to
paint the boat?
Exactly. Suns of, you know, the temperature's so huge.
Yeah.
And it's just making sure the paint kicks off correctly. I mean, we got so many hours into doing this. The last thing you want to have to do is repaint.
Oh, especially like sand it all off.
Exactly.
Oh, that would be a nightmare, right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, and plus the cost of the paint, too.
It's not cheap. Yeah, they don't play there.
Yeah.
That stuff blows me away how expensive good LP paint is.
Yeah. But it lasts. How long will you get out of the paint?
It'll last a long time.
10 years?
Blood will just spray right off. I mean, yeah. I'd say with the sun always beating on it, I'd say if you get 7 years, you'd be pretty stoked.
That's pretty good.
It's still good, yeah.
Yeah,
but that's being kind of gracious a little bit.
Yeah. Well, and the boats take a beating.
They do. I mean, it's all night, all day fishing. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's understandable.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. They're packed up. Want to talk to Dave. This time we're going to talk to John, who's gone from Dallas, Texas this morning. What's up, John? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Happy New Year's. My question to Dave was, can you talk to me a little bit about the boat, how wide it is, how long it is, and how's the food, like, on a three-day?
Yeah. It's 64 feet long, 23 feet wide, good bait capacity, double wide bunks, as we've mentioned here on the show, and super nice galley. Can seat a lot of you guys, and I'm definitely, I got a pretty good chef. I mean, he's whipped out some good meals, and I think you'd be pretty satisfied on the food note. And it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, morning snack, afternoon snack. Wow. And it's again a plan that kind of that long range style of it, at least you know, on the longer trips, even the shorter trips. But big bait capacity, super wide on the sides. I think as a sport boat, riding a sport boat, I mean, I feel like you'd like every angle of it. Two heads on the boat, one shower. I feel like everything's it's the ultimate size sport boat. I feel like,
yeah,
you know, huge fish holds plenty of bait. I think you'd be pretty satisfied. You come fish with us.
So on a day and a half, 2 day trip, do you have a meal plan, or are meals included?
We've been trying to do the meal plan just for the sake of it's. I'm trying to get everyone a better deal. That was the logic of it versus being included in the ticket price. And we try to just do a meal plan. It paints the picture on what the chef has to defrost. It just gets the whole dynamic for the cook prepared so he could focus on putting out good meals versus the up in the air of how many are going to eat like that. So we try to get everyone on the meal plan because it saves them, you know, 15, 20 bucks a day if they do the meal plan. And I think that's why we were trying to do that initially. Just kind of save everyone a little bit of money.
So how does that work? Is it only on charters, or is there a way to do it on an open party trip?
So when we sign people in at the top of the dock at the table there on the manifest, we offer them the meal plan at that point.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you can choose to do it or not depending on...
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you don't do it, you got to bring your own food.
If you don't want to eat on the boat,
yeah.
It might get a little weary. But, I mean, it saves you money. That's the whole, you know, at least it helps the chef, of course, and it saves you, you know, 20 bucks on a two-day trip versus it being included in prices. And it's trying to save money.
So
trying to save you guys money.
Just out of curiosity, so if obviously it sounds like there's a no-brainer, but if you chose not to do it, is there still an open galley?
Yeah.
The guy still, you know, he still can get a cheeseburger or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
However,
if you're not a breakfast guy and you just want to eat lunch, dinner, then, yeah, you just, yeah, normal.
But with
normal
program. With the meal plan, you're getting the opportunity of having a prepared meal that the, you know, chef has a little more time and all that kind of
stuff. Exactly. And you get the morning snack and the afternoon snack.
Got it.
Yeah. And like you say, by getting a whole meal plan, you're going to save some money, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're way better off with
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
That's a cool option. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's really good.
So, yeah, you make it.
It's like long-range style.
It is. It is. And it's just trying to just get the system rolling.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
The whole thing. I mean, because it's, yeah, we got our system on deck, but, you know, the chef likes to have his system,
oh,
too. So
sure.
That's what I'm trying to assist with in doing that, yeah.
Hey, Gundy Gunnison, our surf guru extraordinaire, is on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, what's up, gents?
Hey,
what's
you
up,
are, man. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you guys. Boy, we're getting off to a quick start here as far as shaking up the deck.
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen that.
2024 is going to get a clean slate.
Yeah, from a practical standpoint, you know, the holes, the trenches, it's going to reform these beaches, sandbars and things like that, so it'll take a little while to settle down. Probably a good time to take the gear offline and go through the rods and reels and that kind of thing. I mean, there was some, I saw some footage that was just incredible from Swami's. There was even some waves that you guys probably saw the breaking on the oil derricks out there, you know.
Yeah.
That's pretty big stuff. But, time to ride the pine a little bit, and then we'll get back at it, and we'll have a whole new habitat to fish.
Oh, yeah. Big time, yeah. But not a lot of reports, I'm going to guess, this week, right, Gundy?
That's for sure. That's for sure.
Yeah, this is not.
But hey, you know that, like I said, good time to take that gear offline and put new line on it and oil it up, clean it up. You know, do all the stuff you do to your gear. And you know, we had some really good perch fishing up north, and I imagine that's going to be more good fishing. You know, before that swell hit, there was a 14-inch fish taken up there. So, you know, that's what the focus will be. And then, you know, when you get the sandbars, the holes, the trenches, all that, halibut start lying in there and things get going again. So that's just where we're at.
Gundy, is there any type of bait preservation for fishing the surf, or is all of it, you know, kind of caught and then fished with? You know what I mean? Like, does any of that bait keep? I mean, can you make grunion and keep it for later? Can you make, you know, whatever it might be, like, is there any type of preservation of bait, or is the surf fishing game all of it caught and then fished with?
No. Actually, you know, when I worked on the bait receiver, we used to get these, you know, these old-timers would come up and they'd buy anchovies from me, and they would salt them, you know, especially on these Baja trips. And what it does when you salt the anchovies, it sucks the moisture out of them. They get a little rubbery, and they stay on the hook a lot better, and it doesn't affect how they get bit, you know. So that's, you know, a lot of guys will do that. They'll salt the anchovies, put them in little, you know, plastic bags, and then freeze them, and then when they go fishing, they have a guaranteed source, you know. During the summer, you got sand crabs and stuff, but throughout the winter, you know, you can preserve bait that way. You know, the other thing is, you know, a lot of times guys associate fishing shrimp on the beach with those little cups of stinky shrimp, you know. But if you get fresh market shrimp that's made for human consumption, that fresh market shrimp fishes really well. And you do the same thing. You just, you know, partition it out in little freezer bags of, you know, 6 or 8 shrimp, so you don't have to constantly defrost it and every time you go fishing, and then use those little partition bags when you go down to the beach of, you know, salted anchovies, shrimp, or whatever, you know, you might like. But those baits there are always going to get bit, especially in the wintertime, so that's something to think about. That's a good question there.
Good tip, Gundy.
That's why he's the guru.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinary. Happy New Year to you, and looking forward to a lot of great reports here on Let's Talk Hookup in 2024.
That's right. See, the future's always bright for us because we're fishermen, right?
That's right. Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. Have a good one, guys. Happy New Year.
Appreciate it. Happy New Year. Hey, that's going to wrap it up. The 2024 Bill Varney calendar, it's available right now, the Bill Varney CCA calendar. It's available at local tackle stores, landings, loaded with great photo information and the best tide charts. Man, get your calendars today. They're great.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great text messages. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup with the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm here to tell you about the 2024 Hall Family Shows. The first show is the Bart Hall Show at the Long Beach Convention Center, January 25th to the 28th. This is the new date for this world-famous show and California's largest outdoor recreation event. The second show is the Bart Hall Show at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, February 15th to the 18th. San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, and biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. And finally, the Bart Hall Boat Show, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Fairplex in Pomona. California's premier boat show with acres of every kind of boat and marine accessory. We want to thank our sponsors, Progressive, Mammoth Lakes, Accurate Fishing Tackle, Convict Lake, Okuma Fishing Tackle, Ram and Jeep Vehicles, Shimano, Costa, Daiwa, the Southern California and San Diego County Ford Dealers, Turner's Outdoorsman, Fisherman's Landing, Bob Sands Fishing Tackle, John Petty, the Angler's Custom Goldsmith. We'll see you at the shows.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Long range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag 2-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano's Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resort of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com.